their hope. It's about killing whatever thoughts they might have to an independent and free future for themselves and for their children. The Israeli state, the Jewish state, is rooted in the notion that Palestinians are less than human, that they are less than an Israeli life. A Palestinian life is worth less than an Israeli life. And when you take that to its logical conclusion, you see the footage that we're seeing of the boys on the beach, you're seeing the footage that we're seeing of the hospitals being bombed and so forth. That is the logical conclusion of what can only be called Jewish supremacy.
Right, now, Ms. Bartlett, I'd like to pick up on the point of civilian casualties that we've been discussing right now. We do know that as Israel continues with this invasion, civilians will be killed indiscriminately, as we've been seeing in the past few days of the bombardment of the Gaza Strip. Do you think the international community has done its part to hamper this operation, to stop Israel from killing these civilians, to stop these this death toll from mounting?
Absolutely not. The international community has been consistent with their previous actions. Whenever Israel has waged a war on Gaza, the UN representative weekly mutters something about all sides must stop their violence. This is obviously an imbalanced situation. We all know that. We all know that Israel is one of the most powerful militaries in the world, and the Palestinians have virtually nothing. Nonetheless, the way that the media and international leadership and representatives report on this or address this is to say that both sides are guilty, including, by the way, groups like Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International. They are complicit in misreporting, in giving this idea that there's a balanced situation and that Hamas and the Palestinians in Gaza have brought this upon themselves, when in fact, as Eric mentioned, and as Ashraf mentioned, we have the murder of the Palestinians in the West Bank. We have the murder of a 16-year-old boy that was kidnapped by settlers, set afire, tortured. And none of that is mentioned by Obama, by Kerry, by my own leadership. My own representatives in Canada actually have gone to demonstrations in support of Israel and said flat out, just like they said in 2009, just like they said in 2012, Israel has the right to so-called defend itself. What Israel is doing is murder. It's not defending itself. What Hamas is trying to do and other resistance in Gaza is actually trying to defend, because they are an occupied people. They have the right to defend, even if they don't have the means to adequately do so against one of the most powerful militaries in the world. The so-called international community has let Palestine down time and again, and we're seeing more and more protests around the world, people, average people, frustrated with the lack of leadership, the lack of actual condemnation in holding Israel accountable for its war crimes.
Right. Now, Mr. Dreitzer, as this ground invasion continues, there were these this hope on the part of Israel that the bombardment, the war, not just this one, the one in 2012 that we saw, the one at the turn of 2009, it would erode the support for Hamas, it would erode the role of Hamas when it comes to Palestinian resistance against the Israeli occupation. How do you interpret it going on henceforth? Do you see Hamas's support or its legitimacy being brought into question by the Palestinian population?
It's difficult for me to say, and I will just put the disclaimer that I'm not in Gaza. I'm not deeply involved in the politics in Gaza, and so I really would hesitate to comment on that. I think there's probably other people who could maybe provide a little bit more lucid comments than I could. What I will say, though, is that there is a very real question as to what Hamas's strategy is, not only their strategy for preventing deaths of innocent Palestinian children and women and men, of course, that's a given, but what is their strategy for continuing this resistance? I think that everyone here, and most likely most people who are listening, would agree that Palestinians Palestinian resistance is not only legitimate, it is absolutely necessary. The question becomes, what form does it take? Of course, we've seen resistance put up by Hezbollah, particularly in 2006, and we've seen what Hezbollah has been able to accomplish, not only against Israel, but what they've been able to accomplish in Syria. The question that I would pose is, what is Hamas going to do to extricate themselves from a very difficult political situation that they're in? Remember that Hamas is no longer really connected in the same way to Egypt. It's not connected in the same way to Syria as it once was. It's connected deeply to Qatar, and this is troubling, at least from my perspective, and I think from a lot of people's perspective. So if I were a Palestinian and I were asking myself, what is Hamas's strategy? I would really want to know, is Hamas prepared to move towards full regional resistance and an alliance with the forces that absolutely must make up any kind of a resistance coalition? The Palestinians, unfortunately, sadly, and tragically, are not going to be able to do this alone. I think we all know this. And so the question then becomes, what are the others in the region going to do? It's certainly not only going to be rhetoric. There's going to have to be something concrete. And this is what I'm most interested in seeing develop in the coming months and years.
Well, Ms. Bartlett, you've lived in Gaza for 3 years, including during the 2008, 2009 and the 2012 wars on Gaza. How do you see the sentiments of the people of Gaza vis-a-vis resistance?
I mean, the people of Gaza, for the most part, what I get the sense of is they're just exhausted. They're exhausted from 8 years of siege. They're exhausted from the two major last wars, let alone several attacks in between and before. Certainly there are people, not just who support only Hamas, but also support the different resistance factions. Certainly in times of being attacked, there is greater support for resistance. But I think above all, people just want the resumption of a normal life, the end of a siege. And certainly, you know, the resistance, what they're doing, it does in a way. I mean, when you're being massacred, if the resistance is able to at least put a little bit of fear into the Israeli leadership, then people would support that. But above all, people just want an end to the siege. They just want to lead their normal lives. But I think it's also important to mention, again, along the line of is Israel just targeting so-called Hamas targets? Again, not only are they targeting civilians and infrastructure, but they actively go after medics. And they're using, as I mentioned, they're using not only conventional weapons and banned weapons, they're also using dart bombs, which are, you know, one of many nasty types of inflicting hideous wounds. And they've used these dart bombs on medics in the past, and they've used them on civilian areas, and there's recent reports that they're using them again. So I think that, you know, in the end, I would have to agree with Ms. Dreitzer's comments that there does need to be more regional resistance, and certainly there is the support from Palestine's allies.
Indeed, as we here at Press TV also brought you reports, there are doctors in Gaza saying that even dime bombs are being used against the Palestinian population in Gaza. Now, Mr. Dreitzer, also right now Hamas has responded with regards to this ground invasion, saying that Israel will pay the price. How do you see the unity government, though, that was formed and much championed, which saw Hamas and Fatah reconciling, settling their differences? How do you see that playing a role in adding the diplomatic pressure that is needed?
Well, again, that's a difficult question, because we'd all like to believe that diplomatic pressure could really push the Israelis to abandon this project. But unfortunately, we've seen time and time again that diplomatic pressure from really the entire world, not counting the United States, really counts for very little in the eyes of the Israeli government. It is the United States, above all, that protects Israel's reputation and really gives Israel the impunity with which it operates. And so I don't mean to be overly cynical about it, but I question whether there could be any real diplomatic pressure placed on the Israelis. I think that the real pressure that the Israeli government could feel could come from inside of Israel, where from people that I've spoken to, there's more revulsion towards what Israel is doing now than there has been in 2012 or in 2009, and that's only going to continue. And particularly, we're seeing that Israeli politics has gone completely off the rails to the right wing, the extremist elements, and naturally, as is always the case in politics, the pendulum can swing back the other way. And so hopefully this this absolutely obscene war, if we want to even call it that, against Gaza, it will end as soon as possible. But in so doing, the question becomes, will the Israelis feel any pressure at all? My feeling is the United States is not in going through any kind of a sea change. So unless there is the regional pressure that I mentioned, as well as international pressure beyond simple condemnations, unless we can mainstream the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, until we can mainstream and delegitimize the very notion of Jewish supremacy and a so-called Jewish state, until such time as that happens, Israel's not going to feel that pressure that we all want them to feel. And hopefully this current war can end as soon as possible. Unfortunately, I fear that the next one is coming soon.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we have run out of time. That was Eric Drazer, the founder of StopImperialism.com, joining us via Skype from New York. Also from Ontario was Eva Bartlett. She's a solidarity activist and a freelance journalist. And earlier, of course, we were joined by our correspondent in Gaza, Ashraf Shan. I'd like to thank you all for your insights here as this ground invasion of Gaza continues.